You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
I'm on the line with Mr. Nico Padovan, head of the Biosecurity Operations Department of Agriculture and Water Resources, and we'll today talk about top five items that you should not bring into Australia as a passenger.
Tane, thank you very much, firstly, for the opportunity to join you today. In terms of the top five items from a biosecurity perspective that would encourage people not to bring into the country, in simple terms, fresh fruit and vegetables would be at the top of our list, meat products, live plant material, seeds and soil. They're very much the sort of the five broad categories that we particularly focus on, and certainly happy to answer any questions you might have in relation to those.
Yeah, would you mind going through each category in a bit more details and tell us why they shall not be brought into Australia?
The risk we're trying to manage through biosecurity is keeping out of Australia the pests and diseases that we don't currently have. So there are a range of pests and diseases that we see internationally that have quite a devastating impact on agriculture industries, the environment and human health. And the focus of biosecurity, and certainly the biosecurity in the Australian context, is very much about keeping those pests and diseases out of the country. So for the five categories that I mentioned earlier, each of them has quite unique risks, and I'll give some examples. So for fresh fruit and vegetables, there are a range of pests and diseases that can come in through fresh fruit and vegetables that have the potential to significantly impact our fruit, our vegetable, our horticulture industries more broadly. And a great example of that your listeners might be well aware of is, you know, what we're seeing with fruit fly. You know, we have quite a number of parts of the country that are fruit fly free. We have a limited number of fruit flies in this country, and there are certainly fruit flies, exotic fruit flies, that if they came into Australia and spread would have the potential to seriously impact industries such as, you know, our apple industry, which is worth over $500 million a year, or more broadly, our horticulture industry, which generates around $9 billion revenue a year. So some quite sizable impacts if they were to come in the country. When it comes to meat products, there are a range of diseases that can be carried on meat products, particularly unprocessed products. Some of those diseases, once again, your listeners will be familiar with. So foot and mouth disease is one that's very much at the top of our list, and you know, we've done quite a bit of analysis on what the impact would be if foot and mouth broke out in Australia. So we estimate the impact conservatively at around $50 billion over a 10-year period if we were to get foot and mouth in Australia. And as I said, you know, one of the pathways for that is through unprocessed meat products coming in through the passenger or mail pathways.
If you don't mind, when you said unprocessed, so that's fresh meat?
Well, meat that hasn't been commercially processed and packaged. So yep. Generally with meat products, we're interested, regardless of how it's been packaged or processed, you know, wanting to make sure that passengers declare it. And certainly the bigger risk is with unprocessed products, but there is a risk with all meat products. So we would certainly want to know if somebody is bringing a meat product into the country.
So you still want to check on them, even though they have been processed?
Absolutely, just to make sure that you know, what we're dealing with is doesn't pose a risk.
Yep.
The third category I mentioned was live plant material, and live plant material, we're talking here about cuttings and budwood, can carry a range of pests and diseases, and if they establish, can be quite a problem. At the top of our list is a particular pathogen, Xylella fastidiosa, which is quite a tongue twister, but the impact of the pathogen, if it did come into the country, would be quite devastating on our horticulture industries, and one industry in particular that would be hard hit if Xylella were to come in would be our wine industry. So, you know, an industry that generates over $4 billion a year, you know, would be certainly at risk if that were to establish.
What sort of pathogen was that? I wasn't quite well versed with that particular disease. Is it caused by a bacteria, a virus, or?
It is a bacterial pathogen that you will find in plant material. It is established yep. overseas in certain countries, and certainly if that were to come into Australia, would be quite problematic.
Yep. And then what about seeds? Because people would say, okay, what about, you know, just herb seeds? They seem a bit harmless to them.
So seeds might seem fairly innocuous, but seeds can carry a range of pathogens. So we have well-established arrangements, commercial arrangements for those that want to bring seeds into the country. We have a post-entry quarantine facility in Melbourne where you know, if you want to bring seeds in, there is a process for, you know, formally bringing the seeds in and growing them out and making sure there's no biosecurity risk material. With seeds, we worry about diseases such as carnal bunt, which is a grain pest that can come in via the seed pathway, and if established, would have quite an impact on our you know, grain industry. So seeds, whilst they might seem, it may not appear to, you know, or may appear fairly innocuous, can be quite a risk in terms of the pests and disease or pathogens that they bring in. Seeds, we treat that as a separate category.
Yep.
And it's one that we're particularly focused on in both the passenger and the mail pathway.
Yep. So if a passenger comes in with a quite commercially looking package seeds in packs and, you know, labels, obviously they should definitely declare, but do you think those are harmful as well?
If a passenger arrives with commercially packaged seeds, you're absolutely right, they must declare it. We will form an assessment. There is always the risk that those seeds will be confiscated of and disposed of as biosecurity risk material. So it's very important that if you are thinking about bringing seeds in the country, that you either check our website or contact the department. The last one, soil, and often here for us, this is dealing with contaminated items, so footwear, bicycles, equipment that people use for fishing and outdoor activities. It's very important that they're properly cleaned down before they're brought back into the country. As you would imagine with soil, it can carry a range of plant materials. Seeds can be contained in the soil, but the soil can also carry a range of bacterial and viral pathogens that are of concern. So it's very important with soil that, you know, items are properly cleaned, and that there is, you know, that on the incoming passenger card, people have been on farms and areas of interest, that is properly declared.
I believe a lot of people would come in already with the soil items that they do not want to part ways with.
Certainly. So with soil, what we do there is, I mean, as I said earlier, we certainly encourage passengers to make sure items are clean before they arrive at the border. We do have means of cleaning them at the border, but that generally will come at a cost. If people want to avoid the cost of having their items cleaned at the border, it's certainly best that they clean them beforehand. We depending on the nature of the contamination and the items that we're dealing with, we do have a range of options. But ultimately, our job is to make sure that the soiled items are either cleaned or dealt with as appropriate at the border.
So it means that sometimes they might not even have that items with them as they depart the airport at the first instance. Is that correct?
There are certainly instances where that's been the case. We have very comprehensive material on the website for travellers coming to Australia or those choosing to send material to Australia. So that is it at agriculture.gov.au. Or alternatively, we have a helpline, 1-800-900-090, that passengers or those thinking of bringing items into the country can call. But it's best to check beforehand rather than be disappointed at the border if the items get confiscated or destroyed.
Thank you so much, Nico Padovan, Head of the Biosecurity Operations, Department of Aquaculture and Water Resources.
Thanks very much for your time, Tony.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.